In this episode of the Motor City Hypnotist, we are talking about intimacy in relationships. This is part two. If you haven't listened to part one, jump back an episode. Listen to that. You'll be all caught up to where we were. Three episodes ago, we talked about relationships in general, and we're focusing in on specific areas of relationships. So hopefully this will give you some more insight as far as how to strengthen your own relationships and, just be a better partner, whatever that is, whether it's in romantic or friendship or family.
Love it.
Absolutely. And as usual, we're giving away a bunch of free stuff. Hang in there, folks. We'll be right back.
Get ready for the Motor City Hypnotist, David R. Wright. All right, let's go.
All right, folks. So as you may have heard, if you listened to last episode, you know my computer's a piece of crap. It doesn't work. And it's still restarting. It's been restarting for an hour now.
That's an HP, right?
Yeah, it is an HP.
All right, there you go. Enough said.
I need to do some work or something. I need to get my handle on this thing because that's where we run all of my sound and everything from. So yeah, we have no drops today. Nobody to say, what the fuck are you doing?
Or, that's okay. We're holding our own.
Great heavens. What kind of radio show is this? Yeah, you know, none of that stuff. But we're still here and we're still doing a podcast.
Yeah.
We're here at the podcast, Your Voice, Southfield Studios.
Yep.
Hanging out with Matt.
Yep.
That's the other voice you hear.
Sure is.
Doing a podcast. Hey, at the end of last episode, I forgot to give you our Detroit dog rescue. Somebody needs a home.
Oh,
her name is Trudy. She's a Pomeranian. She's a female. She's 10 pounds.
Aren't most
And she's
females?
Dog friendly and she's kid friendly.
Aren't most Pomeranians female?
I don't know. Well, they have to be males to populate the species, you know. But here is Trudy.
Aw.
I know that picture's not very.
But still, she's itty bitty. That's a small puppy. Big head.
Trudy needs a home. She was born in 2011.
Okay.
So she's a senior dog.
Ah.
But she needs a home.
Aw. She's kid friendly. Not sure about cats, but I'm sure she'll get along just fine. She bleeps.
Is that what it says? She bleeps?
No, I'm seeing her little tongue sticking out.
She's bleeping. Yeah. Okay.
That's cute.
Right. Yeah, so that should have been on the end of last episode and we forgot.
That's all good.
I forgot. That's I'm going to blame it on Matt.
It's all my fault. See, we have that relationship.
So, yeah, yes. we do. Yeah. So Trudy needs a home. DetroitDogRescue.com.
Yes.
Check them out. All their adoption is go to the website, click on adoption, and you'll see all the pets available for adoption.
Got it.
All right, folks, let me tell you where you can find me. My website is MotorCityHypnotist.com. Check it out. All kinds of good stuff there. Especially if you're interested in shows or personal sessions, that's the place to go.
Mm.
Now, you can also find that on our clinic website, which is CounselingAndTherapyAssociates.com. You can find the personal sessions there. And if you're looking just for general therapy, right now we have 13 therapists and a psychiatrist on staff. So
that's a lot of people.
Check out the bios. We have a bio for everybody on staff on our website at counselingandtherapyassociates.com.
Right.
And you can see who you fit with. Because here's the thing, and I'll sidetrack for a little bit here. You know, I've been a therapist for 30 plus years. Actually 31 years as of this August, as of right now.
Congratulations.
So 31 years being a therapist. And I know that when people come in for therapy, typically they're at their tipping point. Typically they're very stressed or very anxious or very sad because it's not the first thing that you go to. And that's human nature. That's not a criticism at all. But people go to therapy and I know they think to themselves, because I ask this of clients, that I'm going to go in and talk to a stranger I've never met and share my feelings.
Right.
That's difficult. That's difficult to share. And we're talking about intimacy in today's show. It's difficult to do that with your partner or your friend or your family member.
Mm-hmm.
So it's really difficult to do it with a stranger. So let me say this. If you go to see a therapist and after the first, I'm going to say after the first two sessions, you don't feel comfortable, you don't feel like it's someone you can talk to, go move on.
Mm-hmm.
Don't think it will get better or change. And it's not that this therapist is necessarily bad, although there are bad ones out there. Let me give you that. It's just that you have to be with somebody you can connect with and trust and have a good relationship with.
Of course.
And we talk about intimacy. There is a level of intimacy in therapy. Mm-hmm. Granted, it's never physical, but there is an intimacy of opening up and sharing mm-hmm. your feelings and your thoughts. And that can be scary for people.
Sure.
So check out the bios on the website, because then you can find somebody who kind of fits with what you're looking for as far as, you know, maybe it's their specialties. That's definitely one of them. But even just kind of the way they write in their photo, and maybe something connects with you. Hmm. Maybe it could be something as simple as, oh, they went to Wayne State. I went to Wayne State. There's a connection already.
Yeah, nice t-shirt. Even,
yeah, as I wear my Wayne State alumni shirt. But it could be something as simple as that. So definitely, if you're seeking therapy, go to counselingandtherapyassociates.com. If you're looking for hypnotherapy sessions, you can find it there. But you can also find it at MotorCityHypnotist.com, along with show information. So I got a couple shows coming up. Let me plug those real quick. I have a private high school graduation party. So I, Matt, you know that I was swamped in May, June.
Yes, you were.
With 23 grad night hypnosis shows in like 21 days.
In a row?
Well, I had maybe had like a day off because I had a few doubleheaders in there.
Right.
But it was a busy time. So one of the high schools I did was Groves High School. And one of the parents of a student who was at the show, she may have been at the show also, I'm going to their house to do their son's graduation party.
Oh, fun.
Yeah. So that'll be fun. It'll be on a Friday evening in about a week and a half.
Excellent.
Then at the end of the month, in case any of our listeners are in Nashville, Tennessee, I will be appearing at the Tennessee State Fair the second to last week of August. So that would be of course, my computer still hasn't restarted, so I can't see my calendar.
Is it the weekend of the
25th, 26th?
That's a Saturday, Sunday.
Yep,
yes.
Yep. So I will be there. I will be appearing on Friday and Saturday. Two shows on Friday, two shows on Saturday.
Yep.
And go out on Wednesday, Thursday, because my buddy Richard Barker will be there doing the first 2 days of shows.
Fun. And Nashville.
So we're splitting the fair half and half, and he's doing two days, I'm doing 2 days, and
Nashville
should be a good time.
Right now is a hoot. I had a lot of family there a couple of weeks ago. Yep. They were at Pigeon Forge. They were
nice.
They just had an absolute riot there. And there's so much to do.
I've been to I'll tell you when I used to go to, I'm almost positive. I used to go to Chet Atkins convention every year with my dad.
Okay.
My dad played guitar and he was the old finger picker style.
Nice.
So I don't know if you know Chet Atkins or not.
I've heard of him.
Okay. So he's passed away years ago, but he was the old Jerry Reed. I can't explain it, but it wasn't like they would use a pick in their thumb and forefinger.
No, they actually used all their fingers.
All their fingers, yeah. And it would be like a spider, like on the strings.
That was a Steve Martin does.
Finger picking. On a banjo.
On a banjo,
right, right. So we used to go down to Nashville every year for they had a Chet Atkins convention where you'd have all these classes and seminars, and then Chet Atkins would come in and do a concert on Saturday night. So I've been to Nashville for those types of things, but it's been many, many years. So yes, long story short, the Tennessee State Fair, the end of August, I will be there for 2 days. So check me out there. September, I have a wedding reception. I'm performing at a wedding reception, which is really cool.
Folks are checking in. Amy checked in. Your sister did.
Oh, Amy. Hi. Hey, sis.
And she remembers that.
Yep.
With your dad.
Carrie, I need to go.
To Bucky's?
To Bucky's. Okay, I will do that because I'm at least there for 3-4 days because I'm coming in on Thursday and leaving on Sunday. So
yeah, you'll get there.
I will make time for Bucky's for sure.
A Whataburger.
Or a Whataburger. Okay. Yep, for sure. I'll check that out. Yeah, thanks for folks for checking in, hanging with us.
Yeah. So Nashville.
So yes, Nashville. I'll be in Nashville, and then I'm doing a wedding reception in September.
Okay.
I'm entertainment at a wedding reception.
You will answer every question that she asks you.
You will always remain faithful.
Yeah, you're empty. I got to get to take care of that.
Matt's going to refill our drinks while I move on and tell you where else you can find me. My social media links, Facebook and YouTube, are both Motor City Hypnotist. Instagram and Snapchat, which are both Motor City Hypno, and that is HYPNO. And as we do every episode, as we've done all the way back to episode number 1, and we are on episode 226 as of tonight, Your free hypnosis guide, a PDF just explaining hypnosis, what it is, what it's not. It clears up myths and misconceptions and just kind of gives you an overview of really what hypnosis is and why it's so effective at changing behaviors, especially habits. So check that out. Again, that's always available. It's a free. Click it, download it. It's yours to keep.
Just like so, that yeah. drink.
Just like a what?
Just like that drink.
Just like this drink that Matt just put in front of me.
Yep.
Cheers, brother.
Cheers. Clink.
All right, clink.
Plastic clink, but it works.
I would play the winner of the week intro, but my computer's a piece of crap. It doesn't work. It's still, Matt, it's still restarting.
I believe it.
It's still restarting. We've been doing this for almost an hour.
So who's the winner of the week?
I'm going to tell you.
Because that's how winning is done.
That's how winning is done. Okay. So, okay, there's a villain in this story, just to give you a heads up, and you'll know it as soon as I say it.
All right.
It's not every day one reads that a young black man's day was made after the cops were called on him.
Okay.
The scene was set for the boy's day to be succinctly ruined in the Georgian town of Hapeville, H-A-P-E-V-I-L-L-E.
Hapeville.
An unnamed fellow was going door to door asking if there was any yard work that needed doing.
Okay.
His hope was to save up money by mowing lawns, trimming hedges to be able to afford a PlayStation 5.
Okay. That's a lot of lawns, just saying.
One of the neighbors had other ideas.
Okay.
Specifically, picking up the phone and calling the police and asking for him to be removed from the area.
There's your villain.
There's your villain.
Uh-huh.
This, I wish they would have named the neighbor. I honestly wish they would have, but Officer Colleran, Colleran, of the city of Hapeville Police Department, was dispatched to the area where he quickly made contact with the boy.
Okay. How old was this kid? Does it say? He's got to be in early teens.
Well, you can see by the picture, he's not even up to his he's probably like, He's probably 12, a young teenager.
11, 12, 13. Okay.
Yep.
All right.
Colleran stated the young man was polite, respectful, and truthful, wrote the department on Facebook. He was in the area because he wanted to do yard work, pulling weeds, cutting grass, trimming hedges to save up for a PlayStation. Officer Colleran, a gamer himself, was impressed with the young man and thought he would help him reach his goal.
Okay.
Driving back to the neighborhood and meeting up with the boy, he surprised him with a PS5 sitting in the back of his squad car.
I love it.
One that he bought after getting his fellow officers to all pitch in around $400
to $500. Wow.
Officer Colleran and some friends were able to not only get this young man the video game system, but a gift card to pay for the membership so he could play it immediately. So he got him a PS Plus membership well.
That's pretty cool.
Before leaving the man to enjoy his console, Colleran ensured he knew how to contact him over the PS5 network so they could play games together.
That's even better. So, kid, let me teach you this wonderful cheat code. Up, up, down, down, so left, kid. Right, left, right, A, B, A, B, start.
And spine is removed. But, I mean, okay. So here's this young kid. So I'm going to go off on a rant.
Okay.
Because here's a young kid. Doing what most other young kids would never do, go out in the neighborhood, go into people's houses and say, I want to earn some money.
Mm-hmm.
I'm telling you, I'm going to sound like the old man, you kids get off my grass. But I mean, when we were kids, it would snow. We would go out with our shovels and just walk the neighborhood, get $5 a driveway or whatever. And I'm not saying it is different now. I feel like it's different. It might not be, but
it is different.
But this young kid just wants to earn money to buy a PS5.
Mm-hmm.
He's just going and knocking on people's doors and saying, hey, can I do some work for you? I'm trying to earn money.
This young man, this 11, 12, 13-year-old young man goes into a neighborhood. Was it his own? Or was he crossing city lines to do this? You know, I'm curious if he's a local kid to that neighborhood.
See, that I don't know.
And
honestly, it shouldn't matter.
It shouldn't. But for a neighbor, for a person to call the cops and say, hey, there's a kid walking around the neighborhood, you know, looking for jobs, the cops still showed up and said, all right, you're an idiot. Let's take care of the kid.
Right. Well, I don't know that the story outcome would have been different had a different cop showed up. Mm-hmm. I don't know that because that's not how it happened.
Mm-hmm.
But that happened to be this dude was a solid dude. And yeah. he's like, the kid's just trying to make some money, dude.
Yeah.
Relax. You know, the neighbor, especially. It's like, you know, hey, asshole.
Right.
Just tell him you don't have any work for him. He send him on his way.
Probably the same kid that was ringing doorbells, going up to the rings, going,
you matter. Just, you're important.
You're important. Yes, probably the same type kid. Of a kid. You know?
Check that story a couple of episodes ago. Yeah. We had a great kid who was winner of the week. But this is just a great story. The cop comes, probably tells the neighbor to stick it.
Right.
Goes to the kid, comes back with a PS5 and says, hey, let's play some games online.
There it is.
There it is. Definitely. Winner of the week.
All right.
That's how winning is done. Sorry, folks. No sound effects today. I swear to God, my computer is still starting. It's 9:02. We started at 7:30.
So
back to it. Forgot about that, Matt. Good call. So, folks, today we are finishing up on intimacy and relationships.
All right.
Because we're breaking down areas and relationships that we can improve on and we can work on, we can make better. And in the first episode, if you didn't listen to that one, we covered safe communication. It's levels of intimacy going from smallest to most important.
All right.
The first level was safe communication. The second one was sharing opinions and beliefs. Okay. So we're going on to number three, which sounds like the same thing, but listen to the difference. Sharing our own personal beliefs and opinions.
Okay.
So before we were testing the waters, now we're espousing our own opinions and beliefs.
Got it.
To see what happens.
So
you're testing the waters in a way, but more so. You're going deeper. You're in deeper waters now.
Who's your favorite Harry Potter character?
Oh,
see, that's testing waters.
See,
right
I'm not a big Harry Potter fan, just off the bat.
Oh, so we're done. That's it. We're know, out. I'm out. God, you're done.
I mean, I know the characters. I've read a couple of the books, but I'm not like, yeah.
Okay, then who's your favorite Star Wars character?
That's a tough one. That's tough.
Who's your favorite Star Trek character?
Well, see, there's so many now. Because of the new timelines and the
who's your favorite Phase 5 Marvel character?
Jeez.
See, you're asked, these are the questions that you start to probe and start to get those opinions on, you know?
But I will say it will create conversation.
Yes, it will.
Because, I mean, just between us, we could go off for the next 20 minutes of show.
They don't want to hear that, no.
Talking about who our favorite Marvel and Star Wars and Star Trek characters
are. Yeah, they don't want to hear that.
We may do that later. We'll do that as a top 10 list, Matt. How's
all right,
that
works.
Because we always throw a top 10 list in at some point just for our own enjoyment and just because we like to. And we can, because it's my podcast.
That's right, that's right.
So you're sharing your own personal opinions and beliefs. So this opens you up a little bit more. It makes you a little bit more vulnerable because others, you're going to run into people who don't agree.
Sure.
They don't agree with your opinions or your beliefs or your values. Mm-hmm. And here's the problem. If the response doesn't align with what you want or what you expect, you may be tempted not to share that in the future.
Sure.
Even though this is a mid-level of intimacy.
Mm-hmm.
So you have to be careful with this. Now, I'm not saying don't do it. What I'm saying is you have to realize the source. Or if you put yourself out there a little bit and it gets rejected, just know that this is not a deep relationship. This is not a super meaningful relationship. You're only at the mid-range of building a relationship with whoever it is that's rejecting you.
Hmm.
What it does do, it gives you maybe insight into maybe the way you communicate, maybe the way you come across. And those are things that sometimes we have to be self-aware of. Because a lot of times people may have an opinion that you might agree with, but the way it's stated kind of rubs people the wrong way.
Sure.
And that is just a self-development and being self-aware of how you come across to people. I had one of the best things I had in grad school, other than getting my degree and doing what I do for a living. We had one class, and I don't remember which one it was. I do remember the professor. What he did was, you know, we perceive ourselves in a certain way. Other people may perceive us in a totally different way.
Sure.
And a lot of times, those perceptions don't line up. but you are working on your own perception of how you think other people perceive you. Does that make sense?
It does.
So he had us do this. It was more of an exercise. It wasn't say an experiment, but it was an exercise. So he said to people, okay, write down qualities you think people perceive in you.
Kind of like a self-revelation.
Yes. Yeah. So kind of self-aware, like write a paragraph or two about how you think people view you.
Okay.
And then what he did was, once he had all those, he said, okay, in a moment, I'm going to send you guys in one by one. I have another class of 10 students in another room. You're going to go in and sit down and talk with all of them.
Okay.
For like 15, 20 minutes.
Okay.
So you go and do that, and then they all write down what they thought about you. It was one of the most ingenious ways of getting input from other people with no risk.
Sure.
Because you're just being yourself. Mm-hmm. There's no ulterior motives here. I mean, but here's the thing. If you were very insecure, would you just BS and make things up? And mm-hmm. then people would be like, it seems like a scammer to me. Do you know what I mean?
I do.
Because that could happen if that's the kind of person that you were. But it was very insightful because people would write things. You're like, wow, I never knew people saw that in me.
That's like a team building type exercise. Get to know one another. Yep. It's called two truths and a lie.
Oh, there you go.
Right?
Yep.
Uh-huh. Where you write down two truths about you and a lie about you. And mm-hmm. then it goes around the room and then people have to figure out what's true and what's the lie. Right?
Yes.
So
that's a great one. Yeah. I've done that one before mm-hmm. too in groups. Yeah. Right, that's a great one.
I'll share this real quick. I did play that a number of times.
Yes.
And I always put in one of my truths was I was in the Mr. Michigan Bachelor pageant. And everyone always picked that as the lie.
As the lie.
But it's absolutely, for God's sakes, true.
Oh, Matt, you got to... I want to see pictures of this.
No, you can't.
No,
because
no.
This was pre-smartphone, so it doesn't exist.
I would post that for sure. Yeah. So that's the mid-level. So we're going on to level four now, where we're getting a little bit deeper now. Okay. Now we're getting into like relationships that are important to us or could be important to us. So as you deeper connections with people, in order to get deeper, you have to have a higher level of vulnerability mm-hmm. and a higher level of intimacy risk.
You got
to
be willing to put your heart on the sleeve.
Yes.
Right.
So this is time when we feel comfortable enough to really share our own feelings and experiences.
Okay.
And it can be risky because if you get rejected at this level, this is going to hurt a lot more than at level one.
Sure.
When you don't even know the person. Mm-hmm. This is somebody now that you actually care about or you want to have some sort of relationship with. And again, we're not talking romantic necessarily, although that's for the most part what we're covering here. It could be friendships. It could be even a family member.
Sure.
If you've not, you know, been close your whole lives. So It makes it harder to cope with any negative feedback or any negative reactions you may get. Mm-hmm. But here's the thing. You'd rather catch it here than way later on if it's being hidden by the other person.
Sure.
And I don't say that, oh, well, you might as well get the bad news first. Or the sooner you get the bad news, the better. But it is kind of that way. And again, this gives you, again, more insight because this is conversations you can have. If you open yourself up more and you feel rejected, is that you or is that the other person?
Right.
And that's a good question to ask and kind of examine. So if a conflict arises, now it's possible to kind of have a discussion on what's this conflict about. And it kind of focus on maybe personal growth and change, if that's something that's needed on your part.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
If you value that person's opinion. They might say, hey, you came off as an asshole.
Right.
And you might be like, whoa, really? It might be just surprising to you.
Or you might have an opinion and the other person will probably come back and say, I hear what you're saying, but that probably wasn't the right way to handle that type of a situation.
Right.
When you have that type of a communication, that type of communication with somebody mm-hmm. where they're not mad at you. They just have a different different opinion
as to how
the situation could have been handled or the way that they feel something is going to happen
right.
or should have happened.
Sure.
if they can share with you openly, then that's the type of intimacy that, we strive
well,
for.
Well, that's right. Know? And that's a big if, because most people can't get to that level of being open and talking rationally about it. They feel hurt and then they feel rejected and then they push away.
Right.
That's what happens in most relationships.
And if that other person cares as much as you care to get to know one another, they'll have that mentality of, I hear you. However, this is what I feel.
Yeah, it's kind of like a tough truth.
It really is.
Yes, it is. This is the top level. Level five, our own needs, emotions, and desires.
Okay.
So this goes beyond the surface interaction of communication and feelings and what you're thinking and what you're saying.
Are we going to talk about sex?
Not yet.
Oh, shit.
All right. Not yet. This is intimacy that it's, you feel completely secure with someone.
Okay.
Now that could be a friend. It could be a parent. Mm-hmm. It could be a sibling. It could be your partner, which again, ideally we want that in a partner.
So what if it is your parent? What if this is someone's looking for information around how to communicate in this level with their parent?
Well, again, this is level five. So if you've not gone through the other levels first,
we're already number five there. We're already there. So can we get some examples of level five with a parent?
This is kind of like you say to your parents, like, I'm just trying to think of an outlandish example. You would be secure enough to go to your parent or one parent or whoever the person is and say, hey, you know what? I did a bad thing. I cheated on my spouse.
Mm-hmm. Or you might want to,
it doesn't have to be a bad thing. Even
you might want to come out.
Or that. Okay. That's a great example, Matt. Maybe you're gay and you feel like you want to come out to your, and if you're at this level five, which is called level five of intimacy, that should be natural for you. Mm-hmm. You should know that at that point, you should know that your parent or both parents will totally support whatever's going on with you. And that's really what we all strive for in any relationship, is getting to this close connection of almost kind of to know each other and being able to openly to tell you what you need and if you're hurt and how can I help you? It's just this symbiotic relationship where both people benefit and both people communicate and you get exactly what you need out of that relationship.
Love it.
And again, and we're going to get more into couples intimacy, but this is one that can be on any level. Like I said, friends, family, spouse, partner, whatever.
Are you going to come out to your spouse?
Maybe.
It's tough.
I worked with a guy years back, and I doubt I've not been in contact with him for 35 years, but he was married, had kids, knew he was gay the whole time, but was just in that state where he couldn't come out.
For sure.
This was back in like middle 80s going into the 90s.
Okay.
So late 80s, maybe 90. And he finally came out to his wife and said, I'm gay. Even though they divorced and they separated, they remained best friends.
Right.
Because he had that level of intimacy. They weren't a romantic couple anymore.
Right.
But they were still best friends because he was able to come out and tell her that.
Honey, I already knew.
Well, I mean, you know, maybe sometimes. Yeah, sometimes that would happen. So, folks, what we're going to do is we got a couple more areas to cover. We're going to continue on with our relationship topics. We're going to finish intimacy on the next episode because I have just one more little thing which gets into the physical aspect.
All right.
Matt wanted to talk about sex. We'll do that next time.
Listen, I'm a walking hormone, all right?
But what this the is, fuck are you doing?
But this is a very intriguing topic of intimacy.
No, it is.
There's so many levels of it. And it took me years, and it took me, unfortunately, a marriage to figure it out.
Well, but see, that's the whole thing. And take it like this, because a lot of people see relationships or failed relationships, as they put it, as failures, because that's what they're called sometimes. And here's the thing. As long as you learn something from every relationship that you have, it makes you better going forward.
Sure.
That's the whole thing. And I mean, I know I've talked to couples, so many couples over the years where, oh, we've been married for 30 years. This is a complete failure. And I'm like, not if you take something valuable or learn something from this. Mm-hmm. And I know it's difficult. It's not easy. I'm not saying that. But if you're a better person going forward because of it, at least you can take that from it.
Love it. Thank you.
Yeah.
Appreciate you doing
so this. We are going to continue, folks, next episode with our other category. And I don't know which one it's going to be yet, but we're going to finish up on intimacy. And we're going to go into our next category.
Excellent.
Regarding relationships. So let me tell you who's on board for the Detroit Dog Rescue.
I see
it's not
name.
A dog.
It's not. I see the name.
It's Hardy. It's a cat. Hardy is a neutered male.
Is that a
tom? And is he is kid friendly, 8+. He prefers to be the only cat.
Now, is it a tom cat, Hardy?
It is not a tom cat, Hardy.
Okay.
So his name is Hardy. There he is. Let me show you.
Aww.
Hardy. Hardy needs a home.
He's a tabby.
Yep. He was born in 2017. So he's
orange tabby cat.
What, 6 years old now? Yeah. 6, 7?
Yep.
But definitely needs a home. Like I said, he is 12 pounds. He's unknown if he's dog friendly. So if you have a dog, just be careful.
You know,
he's kid friendly, 8 and older, and he prefers to be the only cat.
I wasn't sure if my cat was dog friendly, and we had a few dogs over to visit.
Uh-huh.
And no, she was not dog friendly.
Oh, no.
It was because of the dogs, not because of her, because these dogs would run up and be like, oh my God, you're a cat. And she'd smack them. This dog now that she now lives with, I brought her home, and he walks up and just looked at her from across the room and said, oh, you're a cat, and walked away. And she was like, I can't. So
the cat's like, I want to know that guy. Yep. So Hardy needs a home.
Hardy. Yes.
Detroit Dog Rescue. I know oftentimes, folks, I know a lot of you that are out there are cat lovers, which is great. They don't have a lot of cats, but when they do,
yep.
I'll put them up there because, you know, cats need love too.
Hardy looks like this male, he's neutered.
Yeah.
He looks like he loves head scritches.
Oh, I would think.
He's got to love head scritches.
He's got like the perfect face for a cat,
yes.
Doesn't he?
It's like Morris from Meow Mix.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah. From Whiskers or what was
Meow Mix.
Meow Mix. That's it. Yes.
Yeah. God, I'm old.
Yeah, me too. Guess what, Matt? My computer's still restarting.
Sweet.
Those of you who have followed our saga, the computer is still not running. And here we are after an hour and a half of being here and recording a couple episodes.
Hey, we did really well.
We did. Without any sound or without any music or anything. This is how they did it in the olden days, Matt. They just banged some sticks together to make some background noise.
We went old school is what we did.
All right, folks, join us for next episode. We will continue our series on relationships with another category. In the meantime, change your thinking, change your life, laugh hard, run fast, be kind. We'll see you next time.